I'm Maren Van Ostrand, and Byron Ricks and I are hosts of Sound Falls. This is an evening like no other, in many ways and for many reasons. One is this amazing place, the Carnation Tree Farm's historic 100-year-old barn, or is it 101 now? And the town of Carnation is celebrating its 100th birthday this year, so you'll have to stay tuned to all the fun things they're going to be doing in town this year. And it's a special week. We all just celebrated Earth Day last weekend, and it was an amazing weekend, and here we are blessed with another amazing weekend. I'm just really happy to be here and to see all of you. We have an amazing musician with us, Claudia Schmidt, all the way from Minneapolis. Claudia Schmidt performed with us last April, and she is an amazing musician, very inspirational, and all of us performers are honored to be sharing the stage with her this evening. Let's see, what else can I tell you? One of the things that makes Sound Falls really unique, you'll see it tonight, is we have a full spectrum of abilities on stage. And we have some musicians in the audience who are really excited about getting ready for the next show, who perhaps have never performed before, and they're seeing what can happen, that anybody can do it. Byron and I are examples. And that's why we want to do this. You might notice that I'm not performing this evening. I'm taking a night off. You can all breathe a sigh of relief. We encourage other people. There was somebody just before the show tonight who just said, you know, I think I'm getting up the courage to do this. And I said, hey, you know, we'll be there for you. We're sort of a support network, you could say. Support group for musicians. So there is one family that we'd like to dedicate the show to this evening, and that's the Cromarty family. Without them, we would have never met Ashley Sullivan, who's a very instrumental person to this evening's... she's very instrumental. To this evening, everybody, Ashley Sullivan, a big round of applause for the Cromarty. Yeah. Do you want to stand up? Yeah. And Ashley. Okay. And Allison Thompson. So it's Andrew and Allison and their daughter Fiona, who's in the quintet this evening. And Logan has performed, their son has performed with us as well in previous shows. Allison did something. She did a one-act monologue from a book of women's one-act monologues called Talking With. Andrew plays spoons. Okay, so we have our young artists this evening is a quintet called Adagio. And we're looking forward to hearing them. And then later on, the Rooftop Dogs. They've just formed recently, and I am really excited to hear what they have to do. And by the way, when they get on up here, do not hold back if you feel like dancing. There's corners here and there. I'm telling you, you will feel, the ants are going to be in your shoes. All right, so... No further comments. There is an amazing display of food over there, and I must thank Meredith Regal for bringing her gougée. You must try Meredith Regal's gougée. It's a food item over there, I'm telling you. And you better hurry, because she set up the event herself. Okay. I'm just trying to shoot the breeze. Okay. I told you I wasn't performing this evening, but I guess I am. All right. At the very end, there's a sing-along, and we'll be passing out lyrics for that. So let's get a move on. Byron, do you have something you'd like to add?
I was in Vegas, of all places, 2 weeks ago, and Donnie Marie were playing. It was really a great time to see them, the advertisement of them playing. Of course, I didn't quite make the show, so, gosh. I wanted to think about a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, Maren, you know. It kind of is like, put a little cream or a little sugar in your coffee, you're never quite sure. Or I can't make up my mind, I'll have some salt and a little bit of pepper. I'll have a little party and a little bit of business. Maybe cut it a little bit short in the front, but leave it longer in the back. That's right, why not? If you need a trim or a cut or a complete restyle, go down to Valley Mullet Works. Valley Mullet Works, located in Duval, Carnation, Fall City, on the Fall City Preston Road, and up here, moved in toward Woodinville, of all places, if you can believe that. And of course, many locations franchised out in unincorporated King County. Valley Mullet Works can resculpt your hair. So it is indeed all party in the front, all business in the back. All party in the back, all business in the front. Whatever you dare. a little hard to party from the front, but, you know. And if you can't quite figure out a convenient time to make an appointment right now, check that phone out, check your calendar, synchronize your devices with the cloud, and mull it over for a while. Valley Mullet Works, sponsoring our young artists of this evening.
Yes, thank you for that advertisement.
You're welcome.
Let's welcome the Adagio Quintet. Come on up.
So, as you heard earlier, we are actually called Adagio, and so we're a quintet playing quartet music that we formed about a year ago, thanks to Ashley, actually. We're all, almost all of us are her students, except for my dad over there on the cello. Yeah. So we're primarily a high school group that's formed, and we do weddings, we do any other event that we can go to and have a lot of fun with that. So that's what we do, and first thing we're going to be doing for you tonight is an arrangement that I did for Viva La Vida by Coldplay, and then we'll be doing a classical piece called Symphony G Moll, and then we'll be going back to modern music with Adele's Rolling in the Deep. So here we go. Thank you.
practice. Aren't you all high school students? Yeah. Isn't that a kind of busy time in your life?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so he's still working on his...
Yeah.
That's incredible. How long have you played together?
Time,
you do find time. How did you all meet? Is it through Ashley as a teacher? Or
yeah.
Do you take lessons separately and then have an ensemble time too on top of that? Or
no, we practice on ourselves.
On your own?
Yeah.
Very good. Do you have a leader or Rebecca? Becca?
Yeah.
Oh, both of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of work too, isn't it? Organizing and stuff like that. Do you like text each other every day? I've got an idea for a new song or something like this, or is it that busy? green room, everything. So you're Paul, right? And Paul, this is your son. Bradley is his son, isn't that cool? And then we have Fiona Cromarty of the Cromarty family, and then Samara Klein. And it's Rebecca Putnam, and then so it's Paul Bartos and his son, Bradley. So I think I've got all of you mentioned. That was really fantastic. Okay, thanks a lot. One more big round of applause for you, Adonis.
Thank
you know, there's a lot of space junk flying around our Earth right now. Thousands of pieces of space junk, foil, bits of foam, spent propellant canisters. We don't really see them often, but occasionally captured on the news when one gets too close or tumbles down, perhaps close to your home. So what would you do in this perilous age of space debris plummeting toward our planet's surface? But one thing I do, starting every Tuesday, this Tuesday, is stock up right here at the Carnation Farmers Market. That's right, the Carnation Farmers Market and the one in Duval that's firing up as well is a great place to prepare your little, space debris shelter stock up pile. Why not get some things such as, you can scamper around the Maypole this week here in Carnation. There's music on the grass, nowhere else. Because the sidewalk, I guess, has chalk art going on. There's gonna be some children's activities. These other things are not for children. And the annual chalk art contest is a health and wellness tip booth, probably, that will probably provide some scanning things. Again, you can upload them to your devices in the cloud, track the debris coming in, you know where it's going to be and where not to be. Again, Shakespeare arrives. And a Thanksgiving market, which I'm just ready to go to. But anyway, it'll be great. It's the market season opening up this week here in Carnation. It'll be a lot of fun. So drop on down. We have a new big facility. It's beautiful. It kind of has the post and beam element of the barn here, if you haven't seen it yet. So it's a great place. And there's a lot of folks here who are supporters, and even the Swedish Medical Center in Redmond. So they're thinking about your health as well. Our 1969 yellow Plymouth wagon would stop in the middle of Kansas because the fan might have gone through the radiator, and we were on a family trip. We always had to be shuttled somewhere, probably into a Kmart or some grocery store, and they always played a little Percy Faith and his orchestra. And it made me think about, where is our family going this summer for a vacation? Again, if the space debris doesn't hit we do have plans, and I want to tell you about these plans. We're going to go to some wilderness areas. I like to be out and about. I'm not too afraid of the space debris and where it might land if I'm out of contact for a while, so roughing it, as it were. But there are a few things that I just looked up, and we decided to do a little connect the dots, and our family is going to go. I can't think of better family vacation destinations than these. We're going to make our first stop at the Dry Creek Wilderness. This is a great place in Montana that has an unusually dense black bear population that hides here in solitude. And if the creek isn't running against the Dry Creek, you should pack your own water. So we just have to think. So family vacation. After that, where else to go but hike the Devil's Kitchen Trail? We're going to go to Devil's Kitchen, which is a great hydrothermic splendor house. And here again, the loop trail leads you through a sense of boiling mud pots, a sense of the heat of the earth. It should be a wonderful place. After that, yes, it's off to Bumpus Hell. Now, Bumpus Hell is near Lassen Peak, and it's a 16-acre collection. Somebody collected these. A collection of steaming vents, mud pots again, and fumaroles, and uninterpreted trails. And a little history here. Bumpus is kind of a funny name, isn't it? Bumpus is from Kendall V. Bumpus, discovered this hellish landscape in 1864, and a year later, while leading a press trip, don't get into press trips, believe me, it's not the thing to do. He was leading a press trip and, yes, stepped through the crust into the boiling mud and lost his leg. So, we'll just make sure the kids know about that. After that, Blood Mountain Wilderness is a great place. Blood Mountain, again, hikers should be aware that encounters with black bears are common. The use of bear-proof storage is highly recommended. And that's in Montana again. So a lot of these great places in Montana are neighboring state. And some think part of the Northwest. We never quite know, do we? Maybe it's the mountains that divide that. After that, it's the Funeral Mountains. Where else to go? The kids have been wanting to go there forever. It's near Death Valley, as you probably know. And there's desert bighorn sheep. They've been spotted here, but very few humans ever travel into this dry, desolate, trail-free country. So really, it's, you know, a little more out in the open, we thought, than the others. Oh, yes. The Hellhole Bay. Look, these are I didn't just, like, make these up. Thank you with all my heart. That's the lucky you can visit the market. The, yes, Hellhole Bay. Swamps and wetlands, that's what you'll find here. The ground is usually submerged in 2 to 18 inches of standing water. And insects abound with mosquitoes, chiggers, and ticks reaching their peak irritability from summer through fall. And many snakes, including poisonous water moccasins, copperheads, and rattlesnakes, make their homes here. So, Hellhole Bay, again, in Montana. Yeah, Chamber of Commerce, I think. And, of course, we're going to finish up in the one I've been, this is Dad's favorite, right? I wanted to go to this one. It's the Box Death Hollow Wilderness. And Box Death Hollow has many of the attributes that the other fine destinations do. But this one also really just kind of concludes by saying there is generally no water here. So off to Box Death. And if we can make it back, or if we have to stop the car, or if the car stops us like it used to do in our childhood, we'll end up back in a place with Percy Faith. So have a good vacation yourself. These are just some ideas. You can talk to me afterwards if you want to venture out.
That's one thing about Byron is I never know what he's going to say, ever, really. Anywhere we go. Especially here. This one reason I just love this show is I just give him a stage, then I have excellent entertainment just watching that guy myself. So thank you, Byron. And how about a round of applause for Todd Powell, our guy on keys. you can interview him after the show about what it's like working with us. We don't plan, so he's a really good improviser, and that's what we needed. So we've got the Rooftop Dogs coming up on stage, and this is Ashley Sullivan and her group. Ashley is the teacher of the group that was just up here before, and Friends of the Cromarties, and a really fun person to work with, excellent on a fiddle. Why don't you all come on up, start setting up, and we will look forward to hearing some Wagon Wheel and Onion Maid, all kinds of fun things. And hopefully everything I need is right here.
Cool, so thanks so much for having us tonight. We're super excited to be here. Thanks for all the work that's gone into it. Adagio, right? Thanks for playing. Thanks for letting us play with you.
Welcome.
Yeah. And you asked us how we formed. Did you want us to talk about that now? All right. We'll talk about it later. Thank you. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. Was wise to the tricks of the company spies. She'd take the dare, she didn't care. She always organized the guy. She always got her way when she struck for better pay. She'd show her card to the National Guard, and then what she'd say. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. Wanna be free? Just take a tip from me. Get your men to union men and join the ladies' auxiliary. Married life ain't hard when you got a union card. Cause a union man has a happy life when he's got a union wife. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. Thank you.
locomotives right on time. Big locomotive coming down the line. Big locomotive number 99. Left the engineer with a worried mind. Big locomotives right on time. Big locomotive coming down the line. Big locomotive number 99. Left the engineer with a worried mind.
Song order so that I switched instruments as much as possible. Because on the next song, I'm back. It's pretty awesome. Alright, so. No more talking? No more playing? Alright, I like it. That's what I came here to do. Alright.
Yeah.
alright. If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, do wrong right. You're gonna make a little mess, you're gonna make a little crime. If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, do wrong right.
Rooftop Dogs, thank you. Jessica, Kieran Haas on the drums, Katie Parker on guitar and vocals, Ashley Sullivan on the fiddle, of course, Pete Schroeder on the bass, big bass in the back, bassman Pete, thank you, and Jesse Vernon on the guitar, banjo, that's the dobro there, and the vocals as well. So thanks a ton, and I'm glad you made it out of the basement.
Yes.
You know, that's great. Thank you.